The delegation made the funding request to the Senate and House Appropriations Committees. In the Senate, Republican Lisa Murkowski and Democrat Mark Begich both asked for $1.5 million to pay for dredging in Petersburg's North Harbor. It's a critical part of an $8.5 million plan to replace the aging facility, which was built in 1937 and last upgraded in the 1960s. The floats have now exceeded their design life. City Manager Richard Underkoppler says dredging is the first step in the project.
Well, we can't do anything about replacing those deteriorated floats and infrastructure on the North Harbor until we get the dredging done. So that, you know, we received about $2.5 million some time ago for the major upgrade of the North Harbor, but we've been on hold awaiting the dredging. This appropriation would go to the Corps of Engineers rather than to the city to undertake the engineering and permitting and construction necessary to dredge the North Harbor.
If the dredging money comes through and the project moves ahead, Underkoppler hopes to fund the rest of the North Harbor project through state and Denali Commission grants. The North Harbor funding is one of several earmark requests that the delegation has made on behalf of the city. Over in the House, Republican Don Young is asking for $7.2 million to pay for a major upgrade of the utility road that now runs behind the airport to Scow Bay. The unpaved airport bypass road went in with the construction of a water line to Scow Bay, and the city's planning an electrical extension along that route as well. The federal funding would allow the road to be enlarged to two lanes and paved so that it could be used by the public. Underkoppler says it could then be used as an alternate route for public safety and other traffic.
Because if if the bridge down here on Midcoff Highway over at Hammer Slough fails, the other bridge that goes over the slough at Singley Alley isn't strong enough to hold the kind of traffic we have on Midcoff Highway. So this would be an alternate route for public safety purposes to get to Scow Bay, back and forth between Scow Bay and places south, of course. It'll also, facilitate the moving of some of our industrial heavy traffic away from our downtown streets. It's got a lot of benefits.
Underkoppler says the total project cost is $9 million. If the federal money makes it through Congress, he's hopeful the city could get the rest of the funds it needs through a legislative grant if and when oil prices improve. Young also requested $742,000 to help pay for the city's repairs to the Cabin Creek water line. But even if that funding is approved by Congress, it's not certain that Petersburg would be eligible. The project is expected to be substantially complete before the new fiscal year, which starts in October, so the appropriation language would have to allow Petersburg to be reimbursed for the money it's already spent. A fourth municipal project that made the delegation's list was the clinic expansion at Petersburg Medical Center. Both senators and the congressman asked for $500,000 for that project. John Bringhurst is the medical center CEO.
Well, as we've acquired more physicians and also more patients, it's been more and more difficult for us to handle the patient volume in the space that was designed there. It was designed for three providers, we just overflow the space. We overflow the space in the business office and the nursing station and the waiting area, and we don't have enough exam rooms, so we're looking to increase all of those spaces with the new project.
Bringer says the medical center has been wrestling with the project for about 3 years.
The board has wanted to go forward with this, but recognizing that it would be kind of expensive for us, they have asked that we go out and find some grant money to make this thing possible. We were fortunate enough last year to have the Denali Commission recognize the importance of this project, and they have pledged about $450,000 towards the project. And the board has asked me to see if we couldn't find some means of coming up with the remainder of the funds.
The clinic project is still being designed, but Bringer says it's estimated to cost roughly $1.1 million. The federal money would bring the hospital close to what it needs for construction, and Bringer thinks the remainder could be covered with reserve savings. City Manager Richard Underkoppler credits lobbyist Brad Gilman for his work on the funding request. The city pays Gilman's firm $32,000 a year to help represent Petersburg's interests in Washington, D.C. The requests may be included in a variety of funding bills being drafted by appropriation subcommittees in the House and Senate. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.